So just to wrap things up today, I think it's been a really good discussion, and I think, Conrad, despite all our debates, we actually did get the order right, because we had lots of discussions about the combination of things, and I think we've sort of built up a case here. So I've made a number of sort of what I've called action points from this discussion, but what I was thinking, and Conrad, sorry to heap a bit of work on you, but what I was thinking is that while we're sitting here, we've all got sort of ideas that are sort of permeating in our heads. So what I'd like to ask you to do is to share that thinking. So I would like everybody here to take sort of your three key thoughts that come from the discussions today and to email them to Conrad. Sorry, Conrad. I was going to say to me, but then I thought, yeah. And we can try and gather those together along with the notes that we're making from the recording. But I think that will help us in terms of making some emphasis. But I don't want to lose the fact that now, you know, if you try and do this on Monday, you might have forgotten, depending on what happens with the rugby this weekend. So do it. So try and think now, like when you're walking out of here, what are you thinking? Sure, I didn't realize this, or I really hope that we take this forward. So, I mean, I have a list of 9 here, which does include exam training. Just saying, after all that discussion, that I think are things that we need to be taking forward. So I think it will help to give us some direction, because often when you have these kind of discussions, we get all enthusiastic, and then what we don't want is that we have a seminar this time next year and we're kind of having the same discussions again. So hopefully we've made some progress in that regard. But I think certainly one of the things that came from the session for me this afternoon was that we need to be thinking quite hard about the positioning of A301, because I think it actually is becoming quite pivotal in terms of many of the thoughts that we've had, because of and I guess it might address some of the concerns about, you know, what is the role of the AMASA qualification, which is, you know, as opposed to the FASA and the value of it. So having said that, I'd just like to thank you all for your time today and your energy and your contributions and so forth. So and also more generally the contribution that you do make to education in the actuarial profession. Hopefully, after today's session, you feel inspired, and you feel that your shoulder is to a wheel that is worth turning, and then hopefully we will have some fairly comprehensive notes that then we can share, and it means that the conversation we've had today can continue. So thanks very much, and have a good weekend.